deciding what tools to use for weed control in tree nut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Dr. Anil Shrestha is a professor of wheat science at Cal State University, Fresno.
Now, once we find a tool that works for us, we are hesitant to change. If it's working, you know, why fix something that's not broken kind of thing? But I don't think that kind of a mentality really works in wheat science, because it doesn't matter what type of tool you use, you ultimately will get weeds that will adapt to that particular system. And it's no surprise in the case of herbicide resistance.
Shrestha said that people have often said that no weeds are resistant to steel.
That's not, I think, 100% true, because if that was the case, if we just tilled our soil and cultivated our soil, we would have gotten rid of all the weeds by now. So there are species that adapt to that system. And the other thing I've seen is we focus our weed management only during the crop year. We kind of forget that once the harvest is done, the crop season is over, but the weeds are still there and they're still continuing to grow and produce seeds. So they're going to ultimately go back to the seed bank.
Shrestha said you got to control weeds year-round with pre-emergent and contact herbicides. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.